Diabetes comes in two types, explains Dr. David Chappell, but one is more worrisome than the other.
Type 2 diabetes mellitus is the adult type, and it's on the rise. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease, primarily of the young, but it can occur at any age. And type 2 diabetes mellitus is strongly associated with obesity.
And that's a problem, says the Petaluma endocrinologist.
Obesity is a 50-fold risk factor. 80 to 90% of patients with type 2 diabetes mellitus are obese, which means that many would not have type 2 diabetes if they were slender.
Additional, less significant risk factors include genetics, sedentary lifestyles, and high-carb diets, along with not getting enough sleep. Chappell says these all affect the mechanism that controls the amount of sugar in our blood.
Insulin is the hormone that's made in the beta cells of the pancreas that lowers the blood sugar. The insulin job is to drive sugar and fat out of the blood and store it in the muscle or the fat tissue or the liver. And as we get more and more calorie overloaded and our fat stores get heavier and heavier, then we become more insulin resistant because there's not much room to store all the extra calories.
Type 2 diabetes is most often diagnosed through routine blood tests, Chappell adds, but there are some other indicators to watch out for, too.
If the blood sugar goes over around 180, we start to spill sugar in our urine. So people are running in the 200s or spilling sugar all day, and they get increased urination as a result of the sugar pulling water into the kidneys, and they get increased thirst. Then if blood sugar is up around 300, they'll get blurred vision and generally just feel fatigued.
What was once almost solely an adult disease is now afflicting kids as well. Lots of kids.
Now, even below age 20, half of the patients that I see have type 2 diabetes. In the 1980s, if a patient had diabetes and they were less than 20, you were pretty sure they had type 1. But now it's about 50-50.
According to Chappell, the abundance and availability of high-calorie foods is the main culprit. But there is also a correlation to the amount of time spent playing video games. Fortunately, there is also a simple antidote, if one simply takes the time and effort to make use of it.
Getting people to walk is a big deal. It only takes about 15 minutes to burn 100 calories walking, and 100 calories a day for 365 days is 36,500 calories, and that's a little over 10 pounds of fat. So it doesn't take much to burn up 10 pounds of fat in a year with walking 15 minutes a day.
And if the weight's not coming off?
Some people get frustrated because they don't lose weight when they exercise, and that is common. But it turns out that diabetes is improved even if you don't lose weight. Just exercise starts consuming calories and lowers insulin resistance. So I encourage people to exercise even if they don't lose weight.
There's an opportunity to take those all-important first steps at the Walk and Play in Awareness of Diabetes event in Petaluma on Sunday morning. The free local activity at Ellis Park on Cypress Drive begins at 9 and ends at noon. It's part of World Diabetes Day, November 14th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.